Hi there, this is Jacqueline, Andy Nelson's wife. For years now, you have been hearing our son Will tell about how fun it is to travel with Dad, order pizza, and swim in hotel swimming pools. Well, now our kids are grown up and have moved away, and Andy is spending more time at home. He likes to cook but doesn't do dishes. He and his dog track up the kitchen, and now he's decorating the house with horseshoe art. He is a dandy cowboy poet and humorist, but a lousy interior decorator. So, give Andy a call at 307-360-8776 or email him from his website, cowpokepoet.com. Let's get him scheduled to perform at your next event. It works out great for all of us. You'll enjoy some outstanding entertainment, I'll get Andy out from underfoot, and we'll all have a fun weekend.
Well, by golly, we made it all the way back from the two-holer.
Is there a
warning sign on the door of the two-holer?
Contents under pressure.
Yeah, right.
Let's keep moving.
Go to some poetry.
Let's do it.
Joe Nelson riding along with us. You bet. This is a great poem. The Men Who Ride No More.
Bronc to breakfast. Calendars hang fading on the walls. There's a lost and aimless wandering through corridors and halls of slippered feet that shuffle on a waxed and polished floor, and vacant stares of emptiness from men who ride no more. Men who once rode proudly, men with long straight backs, men who covered hill and plain with steel-shod horses' tracks, now pass their idle days in rooms with numbers on the door, with orderlies and nurses for the men who ride no more. Time was when spur rowels jingled, when boot heels bumped the floor, dawns with hot black coffee saddling up at 4, with feet in tapaderos and broncs between their knees, silken neck scarves snapping as they turned into the breeze. From full-blown, living legends, true to riding for the brand, to the scarcely mediocre who could hardly make a hand, they would gather for the brandings and the shipping in the fall. Now it's walker, cane, and wheelchair in the antiseptic hall. And they all have their mementos on the table by their side, like a cracked and fading snapshot of a horse they used to ride, or standing with the wife beside a 37 Ford, high heel boot hooked nonchalant on a muddy running board. Just instants frozen from the past that somehow give a clue to who and what they were before their riding days were through. Horseback men with horseback rules from horseback days of yore. Their one and only wish would be to somehow ride once more. To once more rope a soggy calf and drag it to the fire, to long trot for a half a day and see no post or wire, to ride a morning circle, catch a fresh one out at noon and trot him in when day was done to the rising of a moon, to put in one more horseback day and have just one more chance to ride home to a pretty wife and drive her to a dance, to take her hand and hold her close and waltz across a floor before the time to join the ranks of men who ride no more.
Boy, that is just a brilliant piece of writing.
Amen.
Man, that guy.
Thought-provoking.
Yes, and his recitations are just top-notch.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh. What a great talent.
Mm-hmm.
And talk about cowboy.
Ooh.
Now, that old
bone.
Boy. That old
bone.
Boy is
yeah.
Cowboy. You bet. All right. Well, warning.
Warning.
Warning. You're giving out plenty of advice.
Hay goes in this end. Hay comes out this end.
Just a little processed.
And there's a lot of meanness in between.
And there's, that's right. So, warning, no matter how cute they look.
Right.
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 Buffalo. Mama cows.
Right.
Yeah. Have you ever been chased by a mama cow?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. 2 or 10 times.
Yes, you have. Warning. Yeah. Just pay attention, right?
Yeah.
Pay attention when you go to tag the calf.
Oh, yeah. You got to have a clown.
Who is
it? You got to have a diversion.
You do. You got to have a bullfighter out there with you, don't you?
Yeah. Mine is called Neil.
I remember you being Dick's clown.
Yeah.
And that not working out
so well.
Yeah, I do remember that. That old hide still got him.
Yeah, still got him.
Yeah.
Pulled him pretty good.
And it was a good thing that it was wet.
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah. The ground was soft.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, that reminds me of the high school rodeo that we announced one year, first week of June, and we got 8 inches of snow on the ground.
Yeah.
So they just took the grooming machine and they groomed it on in and made soup.
Yep.
Yeah. And I remember one of those young bull riders that got dumped off, and the old bull rolled him clear across the arena.
Yeah, you couldn't ask for a better burrito.
Yeah, it's true. And when he got up, and it was a good thing it was soft and muddy.
He'd have got hurt.
It would have really hurt him. But anyway, he stood up, and he smiled. And
That's all you could see.
You could see the whites of his eyes and the whites of his teeth.
That was fun. Let's do it again.
That was a good time. You know, and of course, being the demented type people that we are, that morning when we woke up to 8 inches of snow, we went up into the crow's nest and started playing Christmas carols.
Over
the PA system. Mm-hmm. And those are good times. Those are good times. You betcha. Yeah. Yep.
That's just before Sam started rodeo.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it? Yeah. That was a good time.
It was. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and buyer beware, too, with old trucks and cowboys.
Do not buy a used vehicle.
Do not buy a used vehicle.
From a rancher or a cowboy. Do not.
Yep, they've had all the use they're going to get.
And this is the biggest warning ever right here, right now.
All right.
Whether it's your wife.
Yeah.
Whether it's your sister.
Yes.
Whether it's your daughter.
Sure.
If they are 7-8 months pregnant.
Yes.
Just.
Don't even ask.
Chew on them words before don't even you ask. Spit them out.
When's the baby due?
I'm here to tell you.
Oh, man. Is this voice of experience? Or
I have said, there. I use this expression a lot.
Right.
The only time my foot is out of my mouth is when I change feet.
Is when you're changing feet.
Yes.
No, I get that.
Be careful.
Be careful.
Warning.
Warning. Yes. I saw a warning sign on a gate that said, warning, do not cross this field unless you can do it in under 10 seconds.
Under 10 seconds.
Yeah, because the bull can do it 10 seconds or over.
Uh-huh.
Warning.
Warning.
Yeah. This bull's going to be chasing you.
Yeah.
Right?
If it's 100 yards in 10 seconds, you need to go to the Olympics.
Well, you know what? I'd have to have a four-wheeler.
Well,
are you kidding me?
I couldn't even do it in a four-wheeler.
A four-wheeler. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So don't trespass unless you know.
Uh-huh.
Well, don't trespass.
Yeah, just don't be trespassing.
I'll just leave it as that.
And I'm here to tell you four-wheelers buck, too. That,
yes, they do. Warning.
Warning.
We need to go to our last song here.
Oh, no.
Susie Boggess is riding along with us. This is Sweet Danger.
How could this happen? I was doing fine on my own. One minute you're laughing, and the next thing you know, half the night is gone. Can you there ever was a reason for getting in over my common sense. Hey, but I'm on a roll, and any fool would see that it's time to go. But I don't want to go, and I know I should know better than this. But could you stay a little longer? 'Cause I wanna know if this is for real. 'Cause this is something worth believing, and if there ever
That signals the end of another Clear Out West radio show.
Warning.
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 This is the end. Warning.
Now you got to find something else to do.
Right. Warning. Do not play touch football on Thanksgiving weekend. The annual Turkey Bowl and Hamstring Pull.
Yes.
Warning. You know, my brain is still writing checks my body can't cash.
Oh, boy.
And I think I can do this, right?
Well, that's where you and I differ.
Oh, really?
I know I can't do it. So I ain't even going to try.
Okay, my brain still thinks I can. Yeah.
So, one
Thanksgiving, boys decided they were going to play rugby.
Uh-huh.
All right, so I get out there with them.
Calm.
Yeah. Oh,
game.
Yeah, no,
yeah.
Nice, easy sport.
Yeah, right.
Decided they're going to play some rugby, so I think I can still do this. I show these boys how this is done. And I got out there, and I had the ball, and I was running. And,
kapow!
And one of Dylan's friends was already on the ground, and he just reached out there and shoestringed me. I went down so hard, and I landed right on the ball.
Oh.
And then Will landed on top of me.
Take that!
And I broke a rib. Oh, and you know, it's November, and it's cold here in Wyoming. All right,
it's cold, all right?
Yeah. And so I start shivering, and I've got a broken rib, and I'm shivering. Then everybody starts laughing at me, and then I start laughing, and I got this broken rib. I'm shivering. I'm laughing. Oh, man, I don't think I've felt so much pain in my life.
Did you figure it out? That was last week's show. Wasn't
Now I get it. Oh, that's right. I understand. I probably shouldn't do that.
Right. Yeah.
Oh. Petting someone else's dog.
Oh.
Warning.
Especially in the truck.
Warning. In someone else's truck. Don't reach your hand in
there.
No. Right. Hey, folks will want to stay tuned for next
week.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is Independence Day.
Mm-hmm.
It's the birth of our nation.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And the title of the show is How Lucky Are We?
How Lucky.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So stay tuned.
I will.
And folks, we want to thank you for taking us into your homes and into your feed trucks. And always remember,
don't stand behind a coughing milk cow. Do we need a warning?
Really, you don't.
No.
Shouldn't.